Novelist James Carroll left the priesthood in 1975, disillusioned with the Catholic Church. Carroll is not unlike the fictional hero of his novel, Prince of Peace, an activist priest named Michael McGuire.
I was born into an intensely Irish Catholic family and an intensely patriotic American family. The second most important institution in my life, after America, was the Catholic Church.
But unlike Michael McGuire, James Carroll was neither a war hero in Korea nor an anti-war hero during Vietnam. The late Cardinal Spellman plays a major role in Prince of Peace. Carroll says Spellman's runaway patriotism led him to try to use Catholic relief funds in an effort to impose a Catholic government on Buddhist Vietnam.
That imposition, which I consider a monumental act of vanity and a terrible mistake, was the origin of the American war in Vietnam.
At the same time, Carroll says it was Catholic activism that helped to end the war.
The best men and women I knew in the 60s and early 70s, many of them priests and nuns, many of them young, generous and self-sacrificing young people, had their lives altered completely, if not blown apart, by the Vietnam War.
James Carroll says the war undercut his priesthood.
I was present with young people, college students, when the Kent State shootings took place. And I felt those shootings like they were through my own body.
Madonna Red was James Carroll's first novel. His books, Mortal Friends and Family Trade, all in some way focus on the lives of Irish Catholic Americans. And his novel, Prince of Peace, is a passionate picture of the Vietnam era. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Boston-based James Carroll, a former priest, is now a composer of successful novels, the latest, Prince of Peace.
The Vietnam War undercut my priesthood. I entered a religious order when John Kennedy was a president. I left the order in the season of Richard Nixon's resignation. The turmoil of those years was my turmoil.
Prince of Peace traces the life of an activist priest who, like James Carroll, becomes an opponent of the Vietnam War. Carroll is still angry over what he says was the moral ambiguity of the Catholic Church about the conflict.
If the B-52 bombers flying with the American flag on them had been dropping over North Vietnam contraceptives, the American Catholic hierarchy would have condemned that war in a minute. But they weren't dropping contraceptives. They were dropping napalm. And the American Catholic hierarchy considered napalm outside their jurisdiction.
To this day, James Carroll is unrelenting in his criticism of the Catholic Church.
Does that mean I'm not a loyal Catholic? No, it doesn't. But it's because of these experiences I've had that I am writing from the margin of the church now.
James Carroll says the church needs to overcome two bad habits.
One is a neurotic preoccupation with outmoded ideas about sexuality and the gender roles of men and women. And the second bad habit that the church has to overcome is an old bias in favor of right-wing movements and governments.
James Carroll's novels, such as Family Trade and Fault Lines, reflect his Irish Catholic upbringing, and in Prince of Peace, the turmoil of the Vietnam years. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.